From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, it's Friday. You know, a lot of people Friday, they're like, yeah, here comes the weekend. I love my job. I love coming in studio. I love the organizations in our community that are doing so much to change lives in so many different ways. One of them we've had in studio several times, including recently, but we welcome back into studio Dina Day from Faith Comes by Hearing. She's the communications coordinator there. And Dina, welcome back into studio.
Oh, thanks, Steve. We are so glad to be here. We've got something really big to talk about. I've got my boss here, Laurie Westlake,
yep,
and also Daniel Porter, who's been coordinating this big effort that we're getting ready to tell you about.
Well, and I'm excited to hear more about it and what your guests are doing with this project. I have to tell you, before we even get started, when you walked up outside, I said, I was already excited because I have a daughter who went to Zambia years ago. Probably, I don't know, do the math, you know, like 15 years ago. And I sent it to her because of her connection there and what that is that we're going to be talking about. And with that, actually, Lori, I'll throw it to you and kind of let you kind of make that connection about what we're talking about today.
What we've got going on. Yeah, actually, it's happening on December 4th. But most people don't realize there's more than 7,000 living languages in the world today. 7,000. You can ask an American how many they think there are, and the average answer is 200. Well, there's more than 7,000. And of those 7,000 languages, only a portion have scripture. And so what Faith Comes by Hearing does, and I'm thinking most of your listeners know this because we've been on several times, but just to refresh, what we do is we take scripture that has been translated and we put it into audio because 70% of the world's population learns and prefers to learn through their ears.
Right.
Now, what we have discovered, though, is there's a whole list of languages out there that have no scripture, and they probably won't get it. And that can be because of the length of time that it takes to translate, or it can be because their people group is too small and they're at risk for extinction. So these particular people groups may never get a written translation. And so there has been an advent of it's not new, but it's emerging type of translation that's called oral Bible translation. So what we have and what we sent to you and what you got so excited about is we have an oral Bible translation project. Faith Comes by Hearing is very involved in oral Bible translation because we're experts in audio.
Right.
And we're experts in the scripture. So we've created a program. There are other companies that do it, but we're hitting it very hard. We're going all over the world. And by the way, right now there are 400 oral Bible translation projects happening worldwide. Those are not all Faith Comes by Hearing, but Faith Comes by Hearing at this point has done over 100 oral Bible projects. And one of them was in Zambia with the Sanga people. And this people group was a small people group at risk for not getting scripture. But the powerful story behind this particular group is that their neighbors had scripture.
Uh-huh.
They knew that there was the word of God, and they knew that they were missing it. And this is the story of their struggle and then their pursuit of God's word. And, oh my gosh, Steve, they did it. And they did it with just a little bit of help from us. And as you've seen from the trailer, it's very inspirational. But we have made a documentary of their plight and their success. And I have probably seen it, Dina and Daniel and I have probably all already seen it about 12, 15 times.
That's probably the QC process, right?
Right. And then it's the inspiration after that.
Yeah, right.
But I just cry and cry and cry because to think of myself or my family knowing that there is truth out there, but I don't have access to it.
Yeah.
Or thinking that you want this person you're talking about, Jesus Christ, to be my God, but he doesn't even speak my language.
Right.
So how can I follow him? And they were yearning for truth. And the result of getting it and how this village and seven chiefdoms have transformed, it's the most inspirational story I've ever heard.
Well, I tell you what, you did send me the trailer. I watched it. It's well produced. Let me just say that. Before we press on, we've actually prepared, we took the audio from that trailer and prepared it so our listeners can get a taste. Now, what they need to do is go to faithcomesbyhearing/one-matchstick. And there's all the information. We'll get into more details about that in just a few minutes. Let's go ahead and listen to the trailer, from Faith Comes By Hearing.
I would like to describe it in the words of one of the singers who said that he felt like God was not living with them. God was just visiting them, coming from the other tribe, and he visits them, talks to the people, and afterwards, when they close the Bible, God goes back. For us to have the Bible in our language, God is not just visiting, but he is the Emmanuel. He lives with us, God with us, God in our hearts. And so it becomes very, very important for us to have the Word of God in our language, because people feel that now they can understand and they know that God is concerned about them. And not just speaking to them through another person, through another language, but is speaking to them directly, heart to heart, soul to soul. When it resonates with you, it shapes your upbringing, it shapes your life, it shapes your understanding, it shapes your character. But if from another language, it means you have to translate the character, translate the attitude. But if it is in your language, it comes to you as it is, as you have heard it. Love your neighbors, you love yourself. You don't need another person to translate that. It just comes direct to you.
The Word of God is alive. It begins to transform people's lives. It creates faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Okay, we're visiting today with Faith Comes By Hearing. You've already heard in studio Dina Day and Lori Westlake, and we were talking about the upcoming release of One Matchstick. It's going to be on December 4th. And we're going to bring you details coming up after the break and catch up with Daniel Porter from Faith Comes By Hearing. That's next on ABQ Connect.
A portion of the programming heard on KLYT is underwritten by a gift from David and Carol Beth Stewart of Black Bear Medicare. David and Carol Beth are both licensed, independent Medicare brokers and advisors providing no-cost consultation to educate those making decisions about Medicare plans and to clarify Medicare information seen on TV and in the mail. Black Bear Medicare, 505-363-9191. BlackBearMedicare.com. 363-9191. John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive.
I have towed many vehicles in for repair, with the customer stating the car just stalled while I was driving. After diagnosing it, I've had to make that phone call many times and state to the customer, you're out of gas and you need to refuel. Many Christians are like that. They need to be refueling daily with God's Word in order to keep themselves moving forward and to have the mind of Christ. Dwight L. Moody was once asked why he urged Christians to be filled constantly with the Holy Spirit. He replied, I need continuous infilling because I leak. What gauge do you use in your life to know if you're running on empty of the infilling of God's Spirit?
Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300 or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, John Chitwood at Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT 88.3 FM.
Calvary Chapel New Harvest is located in the heart of Valencia County and serves the community of Los Lunas and the surrounding area. They gather Sunday morning for worship services at 8 and 10, and the Wednesday night service at 7, led by Pastor David Maestas. Located on Main Street, they also provide programs for kids and youth. Find more details at calvarynhll.org.
I'm Adam Holtz, and you're listening to Plugged In on KNKT.
What do I do now, Elmer?
Don't worry, because I'm coming with you. We're going to do it together.
In the new animated movie, My Father's Dragon, now streaming on Netflix,
Young Elmer and his mom live in a small town where they run a store. But when customers dry up, they're forced to move to a bigger city. That's when a magical cat tells Elmer about a nearby imprisoned dragon. If Elmer can free it, it might just solve all of their problems. My Father's Dragon is packed with lovely messages about facing our fears and doing the right thing. There's some peril here and a lone misuse of God's name, but mostly we get an old-fashioned story of courage and compassion. So we're giving My Father's Dragon a 4 out of 5 for family friendliness. You can read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman in studio with some of the staff from Faith Comes By Hearing, and most of our listeners very familiar with the ministry. If you're not, you need to go to faithcomesbyhearing.com. You know, I've said, I think even to Dina, who's in studio with us, you know, when I go to, it's been a while since I've been, but you know, go to conferences for radio, you know, all over the country, and it's like seeing family when you get to the conference, and Faith Comes By Hearing has, you know, a pretty large setup. But it's like, you know, this is an internationally known ministry, and the folks of New Mexico, you know, a prophet in his hometown. Sometimes they're just, Faith Comes By Hearing maybe being misunderstood, but forgotten, and maybe not as supported as we should be. You need to know what kind of work is being done. And we're talking about that today. One of the projects they've been working on is One Matchstick, the Zanga Fire. And right before the break, we heard the audio from the trailer. And, Dina, you introduced Lori Westlake. And, Lori, I'll let you finish, whatever else you have to say about, the premiere.
Well, you had asked off when we were off the air, you asked me about this Reverend Katete who was talking during the trailer. He's quite the dynamic man, and he's an inspiration to all of us. He is the one, the Sangha, who was a reverend, who was saved. He was a Christian and a teacher, but he wanted his people to have the word because he knew what they were missing. And you hear some of that in that trailer, and in the film you'll get a very deep and passionate look at his drive for bringing the word to his people group. But he worked, there were 7 chiefdoms within the group, and he needed to pull all these chiefdoms together and convince them this is something we're going to do together because we're all one body. We will be one body when we're through with this. And it was not an easy task. And you'll see the hurdles and the ultimate victory. And it's almost nail biting, the documentary. It's not dry. It's full of emotion, full of reality of what's going on around the world. And I just want to say, because I know we need to let Daniel give you some facts, but I want to say that what is happening when you watch, and I know you will, when you watch this One Matchstick, the Sangha Fire documentary, this is happening all over the world. You will be getting just a glimpse of what God is doing in the far corners with the forgotten, with those who have been overlooked, those people groups. We Americans tend to believe that we have evangelized the world and that all the world reads, and that is just not the truth. There is still much work to be done.
We have a hard enough time getting people to learn to read in New Mexico.
Well, we're a perfect example of that. Yes. Yeah. So this is a worldwide movement by God, and there's no other explanation. We all have front row seats to perhaps the biggest biblical explosion in the history of the world since the Reformation. And so I want everyone to see this so all Christians will know what their king is doing.
Yeah.
So that everyone is invited to partake and to watch, because I don't want to get to heaven and someone, and I have seen these wonderful miracles of the Lord, and someone look at me and say, why didn't you tell me, Lori? And so we got to get the word out so all Christians can know. According to Matthew 24:14, my word will go to the ends of the world. And guess what? It's happening now.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. Obviously, the message delivered in this documentary is is so important. And you talked a little bit about, you know, because people, some people might, I love documentaries. Some people might hear that and you say, it's not dry. You said, you know, I'm going to tell you, I expect that it's compelling. And just watching the trailer, I'm trying to paint a picture for the listener so they'll go and actually watch the trailer and be there December 4th, to see the details. But, you know, the clear HD shots from drones and, the high quality audio, it's all there. It's a, National Geographic level, documentary.
I agree.
Or, you know, those Earth, just beautiful, shots. And Zambia is, you know, we're so proud of, you know, in spite of the fact we're on the bottom of so many lists in New Mexico, we actually should be on some of the top lists for our topography. And Zambia, is just a beautiful place in the world. Mm. That, what a great opportunity through this video to travel a little bit and see, like you said, see, be on the front lines of what God is doing, to change lives halfway around the globe. Now with that, why don't I, Lori, give you an opportunity to introduce Daniel?
Well, Daniel Porter is our digital project manager at Faith Comes by Hearing, and he is spearheading the effort of this documentary and it going global. And we've been advertising, and we're getting an amazing response. That trailer, and to think that trailer is just a teeny portion of the whole film. But I'll let him tell you about how you, your listening audience, can tap in and watch the documentary on the 4th.
Thank you. Daniel, welcome into ABQ Connect.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, so before I jump into the details of the campaign, I just kind of want to help paint a picture for the listeners about the importance of this project. So there are 120,000 people within the Sangha people group, and it may be hard for us in America to picture how much that is, but if you look at the city of Las Cruces,
right.
Las Cruces is about 120,000 people, give or take. So imagine that every single person in the city of Las Cruces was unable to read or hear God's word. And that's what we're up against with the Sangha people. But of course, with people around the world, there are 1.5 billion people who don't have access to God's word in a language they can understand. And so that's the importance of this project and what this documentary really drives home. And so with that, I would encourage listeners to go to our website, faithcomesbyhearing.com/one-matchstick. You can also go to our YouTube channel, and that's at Faith Comes By Hearing, pretty easy to remember. And through those two channels, you'll be able to like you said, watch the documentary. At the website, you'll have an opportunity to sign up for more information. We'll send you emails with updates about the documentary. And if you're interested in hosting a watch party, you can sign up there, and we'll give you more information about that. And this is a really great opportunity of the watch party to connect with members of your church. Maybe you have a small group during the week and you want to do something a little bit differently, especially with the holidays coming up. It's, you know, you want to change things up a little bit. Showing this documentary to your small group or to your church body is a great way to just show the importance of the Great Commission and of international missions. In addition to my role at Faith Comes By Hearing, I'm a bivocational pastor as well. And so I can speak kind of the pastors that may be listening that it is difficult sometimes to really show your congregation the importance of the Great Commission, the importance of God's word in a language that you can understand. And so this is an opportunity for you as a pastor or a church leader to be able to show your congregation that in a way that they can really digest and come away with a passion for it.
You know, one of the things you said, Daniel, was about the watch parties that really kind of hit home. I'm not currently in one, but I've been part of a small group that meets during the week, usually to talk about the message we heard during the week. But often groups, whether they're connect groups from Calvary or other churches have similar groups, they're encouraged to find a ministry, whether local or otherwise, to amongst that group, reach out and make a difference with the gospel. And what a great, I mean, Faith Comes By Hearing is done he does his part, which is most of it. But Faith Comes By Hearing has worked so hard to do such a quality project and made it easy for these groups During a small group for 37 minutes to watch the documentary and then pray together, about how they might support this. What a great idea.
Yeah. And we'll make it even easier for them too. So you spend 37 minutes watching the video and then we'll have a discussion guide, posted that page here in the coming weeks. You can download that and have a guided discussion with your group after the documentary. So if your group's an hour long, that's a perfect opportunity there, to really dig into this.
Well, and one of the things you can do as well, go to faithcomesbyhearing.com/one-matchstick.
Can I say that's O-N-E?
Thank you. Yes, yeah. The word one, yeah. Matchstick. Copy that URL and, send it to, post it on social media, email it to friends, text it to friends. Hey, what do you think about, doing a watch party of our own? As I mentioned, I knew someone who went to Zambia and I thought, well, this might interest them. And it's already out there. So before I even got here, I was excited to be a part of what's going on. Well, you guys, like I said, faith comes by hearing. Now, how many decades, Dina, has faith comes?
Five
decades.
50 years this year. I was going to say, click on that host a party and register too, if you will, because we kind of want to get an idea of how many people are going to be watching this all together around the world.
Yeah, it's well done. The people who put together the website, because so many times I know with projects it's, we should. And we didn't get around to, it looks like, Faith Comes By Hearing has knocked it out of the park.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. It was our team, marketing communications, that put that whole website together. And it was a labor of love. And like you said, so many people want to speak into things and you just have to go, these are objectives. And if it doesn't meet our objective, we can't listen to your idea.
Right. Is there anything on the horizon? You've got, this is kind of in the can, right? This is ready to go. It seems like, and like you said, Daniel, you'll soon be posting, things that, discussion, talking points that'll be, but on that site, One Matchstick, where the listening party information is as well, it's easy. There's a download, section. And I'm assuming that's essentially where that's going to be.
Yeah. So, in the download section, we have a digital poster. We have the trailer and some still footage of the documentary that people can download to use, to promote it within their communities. After December 4th, that video will be on our YouTube page. So if you can't make it to the December 4th premiere, you can watch it at your leisure. So we'll have that up there for everyone to share.
All right. Dina?
We are just very excited. We want to invite everybody to join us on December 4th. It's see what God is doing around the world.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now, I said earlier I was going to make this transition. Let's see how well it goes, okay? Faith Comes By Hearing is a nonprofit organization. They do what they do from donations from generous people just like you. And I'm going to guess there was a large donor who put aside a certain amount of money and said, look, I'll put up as much as this. As if people are donating, I'll match what they're doing. And perfect time with One Matchstick. We'll talk about, we'll stay in that vein. What's going on with the match?
Well, I'm going to defer to my boss, Laurie, with that, but we do have a very exciting match for Faith Comes By Hearing.
And Steve, you're exactly right. We have a donor who put up $700,000 and agrees to match every dollar that has given to double our impact, to double the amount of audio Bibles or audio Bible recordings in languages that we can do. And it's our year-end push because we have goals and there are people waiting to hear the word of God. And so we have initiated this campaign and we'll hope you'll join us because all God's people are invited to take part in every dollar counts.
You can get a little bit done with $1.4 million, right?
Yeah, we can get a little done with that. We sure can. Wouldn't that be awesome? Maybe we could come back and we could celebrate with you.
Well, I would love that. You guys have an open door invite. Dina knows that. She just has to send me an email, and I'm ringing her phone saying, come on down.
Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, and you mentioned some goals. One of them is just 11 years away.
10, yeah, come January 1st, 2023, we have what we call our Vision 2033, and that is to record and provide God's Word in every language that needs it by the year 2033. So what we're saying with all our partners, we have 700 partners, and we work with some of the largest Christian agencies in the world. And we are all working together to supply and disciple with God's Word in the language that these people speak, in the intimate heart language, the language their father and their mothers speak in. Because Jesus can't be your brother if he doesn't speak your language. And so our goal is to offer or give access to the remaining 1.5 billion people that Daniel mentioned in the world that have no way to hear the word. And so if we do this, we can say we're the generation that has fulfilled the Great Commission. We're not saying anything's going to happen after that. Could, maybe not.
Well, I mean,
we don't know.
Maybe not right after, but after. It's
sometime
happening.
After, yeah.
It is happening.
That thing is happening.
Come,
yes.
Jesus, come.
Yes.
But you know what? I do want to thank him for his grace for this world that he has tarried to allow Faith Comes By Hearing and others to continue to spread the good news so that, you know, it's his will that none would perish and all would have, all would have eternal life. The unfortunate thing is not all people live according to his will.
That's right.
But we want to make sure the good news gets out.
That they have the opportunity. And if I could, one last thing
to point
out is that what's so amazing to me is that in Revelation 7:9, John sees the future, right? He sees every language, tribe, and tongue gathered around the throne wearing white robes. And one day it occurred to me, we did it. That actually means we did it. That he saw in the future, and he saw every language, all 7,000 plus language groups there around the throne. We actually fulfilled the Great Commission. Now it's just a question of when that happens.
Yeah. Well, I'm Steve Ryman, and you are listening to ABQ Connect. We have been enjoying a time spent with staff from Faith Comes By Hearing, including Dina Day, who's a regular visitor. She's the communications coordinator. Daniel Porter, you heard Daniel from the, he's the digital marketing project manager. And we just heard from Lori Westlake, the manager of marketing and communications. I know there's updates on the way because I saw it on the One Matchstick site. You can actually click and get those updates sent to you. So we'll look forward to hearing more from you guys and have you back. Can we do that?
Yes. Thank you, Steve, so much.